An Army psychiatrist opened fire with two handguns at a U.S. Army base in Texas yesterday, killing 12 people and wounding 31 others. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The suspected gunman authorities have identified as Major Nidal Malik Hassan was a man tasked with the job of treating soldiers wounded in foreign wars, preparing for foreign deployment at the U.S. base. But at about 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Thursday, all that changed when the gunman began his shooting spree at the Soldiers Readiness Processing Center at the Fort Hood Army Post in Texas. According to the post's commanding officer, Robert Cohen, Hassan used two weapons in the attack. Reacting to the shooting rampage, U.S. President Barack Obama described it as horrifying.
We don't yet know all the details at this moment. We will share them as we get them. What we do know is that a number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence.
The gunman's attack was brought to an end when he was shot a number of times. He is now said to be in a stable condition and in custody. Authorities are saying that although a terrorist attack is not being ruled out, evidence suggests that terrorism is not the case. Major Hassan was reportedly due to be sent on a mission to Iraq. His cousin said Nidal, a U.S.-born Muslim, had been resisting such a deployment. This killing spree, which is being reacted to with horror in the United States, is one of the worst ever reported on a U.S. military base. I'm Lydia O'Kane.